Is Israel a theocracy because of its incomplete separation of church and state? What are the fundamental differences between the goals of Israeli Jews and their Islamist foes? So let me say, no, Israel is fundamentally not a theocracy. Now, it isn't the case that there are only two types of governments, theocracies and a complete separation of state and church. They are mixtures. That is, they are theocratic elements within a free society. They can be societies that, for the most part, respect rights, in whole realms of their economy, don't apply religious law, but do apply religious law in some areas. For example, in Israel, you cannot have a civil wedding. You can have a non-religious wedding. Now, the state of Israel does not dictate which religion you choose to get married by. You don't get married by, you can have a Jewish wedding, a Christian wedding, an Islamic wedding. And all of those weddings will be treated equally under Israeli laws. Israel is not a Jewish theocracy. Christians are not second-class citizens in Israel. It's also the case that in most of the realms of life in Israel, religious law does not apply. So in commerce, it's not Old Testament law that applies. Contract law. The contract law in Israel is based on British common law. Law in Israel is actually a mixture of kind of primarily British law and some continental, kind of French style. So the legal system in Israel is fundamentally secular. That doesn't exist in a theocracy. You know, even there's no law in Israel that says that all the food sold in Israel has to be kosher. You can sell kosher food, not sell kosher food. You can, you know, you don't have to eat kosher food. You don't get stoned if you don't eat kosher food. So there's a fundamental difference here between what a theocracy means. Theocracy means that religious law applies to all aspects of life and that government runs the country based on religious law as applicable to everything. Every aspect of life is dictated by religious law. In Israel, one would argue that only marriage and kind of family issues and a few other things. You know, government funds certain religious schools, and in certain places in Israel, you're not allowed to drive on the Sabbath in the very religious neighborhoods, but in most other places you are. You can drive freely on the Sabbath. So for the most part, Israel is an incredibly secular society. I mean, you guys should travel sometime to Israel. It's a fascinating country. It's an amazing secular society. In some respects, I would argue that Israel is more secular than the United States. Certainly, there are more atheists in Israel than there are in America per capita. And religion in day-to-day life, people make less of a deal of it in Israel. In Israel, there's no obsession about who is what religion, who's... I mean, in America, if you say you're an atheist, people look at you weird. In Israel, that's not the case. Now, what is the difference between the Israeli Jews' goals and Islamic foes? I mean, night and day. Israelis want to be left alone. They want to have a country that is thriving economically. They want to succeed. They want to be happy. They want to be prosperous. They have no motivation. And the last 2,000 years of Jewish history, they have no motivation to turn other people into Jews. They have no motivation to turn Arabs or Christians or Muslims into second-class citizens. You know, there's some radicals who would like to kick out all the Muslims out of Israel or turn Christian, but that's a tiny little minority that is insignificant. They have no interest, again, except for a tiny little minority, in turning a Jewish law as specified in the Old Testament or as specified by the rabbis or by the rabbinical courts in Israel to apply to all law in Israel. Indeed, there's a secular Supreme Court in Israel. There's a rabbinical court, a court of rabbis, but it only applies to things like family law and religious issues. It does not apply to any of the secular issues. The Islamist foes are the exact completely different. They want to apply Sharia law to everything. They want to take the Quran, which was written, you know, 1,500 years ago. They want to apply the Quran to everything, every aspect. You can't charge interest. In Israel, you can charge interest, even though in the Old Testament it says you're not allowed to. Banks charge interest in Israel. Islamic banks are not allowed to charge interest. Sharia law applies to everything. They stone people because it says in the Quran you're supposed to stone people. In the Old Testament, it says that you're supposed to stone some people. I don't know, adultery, maybe even homosexuals, according to the Old Testament, you stone them. But in Israel, they don't do that. There's a secular law that protects their rights. So The Islamists are barbarians. Israel is civilized. The Islamists are primitives. Israel is the only civilized place in the entire Middle East. I mean, to compare the two is shockingly ignorant. One has to go there and actually see the difference, I guess, or read about the difference. But, you know, Hamas wants to force women to cover their faces and cover them. Nobody in Israel. I mean, go to the beach in Israel. Everybody's in bikinis. Nobody in Iran is in a bikini. If you're in a bikini in Iran, you get stoned or you go to prison or, you know, you have to do it in private if you're going to wear a bikini. Israel is a Western country in every respect. By the way, there's no separation of church and state in many European countries. But to compare European countries today to Islamist countries is absurd